Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10th, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Get into some of the issues with baseball. As Max Scherzer, wow, you saw him like, hey, there's no need to deal with the MLB already. I mean, you know, why? They're just in Stupidville, you know what I mean?
And in all honesty, from their original offer to then come with the next one, it is rather insulting to those upper echelon guys.
Well, first of all, from prorated to a 50-50 split to now, okay, so now you're going to ask your stars to take 70-80% pay cuts. Okay, the reason why you have people in the stands is because of those guys. You go see Mookie Betts. You go see Max Scherzer. You go see Mike Trout. You go see Aaron Judge. Those aren't the guys that are supposed to be taking 70% pay cuts. And it's not a, you know, the problem with all of this is we can't get past the greed factor for everybody, right? Because we're all struggling right now. And everybody's struggling to make ends meet. So you don't want to hear about millionaire and billionaire problems. So you kind of shut them off and you like throw them. But really, I think the owners are being the bad guys here, not the players. I'm sorry. I told you guys last week or 2 weeks ago, actually, when I told you, hey, you know, take it easy on the baseball players because it's not as simple as you make it out to be. And I think the owners have kind of, look, man, there's a reason why baseball and us older guys and women out there that might like baseball, older women, because I doubt younger women or younger men are liking baseball. But I think why we have lost interest in it, why the game has gone down, these are all the examples, man. You're not in the NHL, they're not fighting about the money. In basketball, they're not fighting about the money. In football, they're not fighting about the money. They're trying to figure out a healthy way of coming back. That's it. Baseball's the only one that's kind of stuck in this rut. And it's always stuck in a rut. Football moves on. Basketball moves on. Soccer is surging. And baseball is floundering. And this is no different. We'll talk to Craig Mish at 1:10 about that, but it's interesting to see what the contrast between one organization, one sport, and every other sport on the planet. Because soccer leagues all over the world, they're coming back, man. And players and their teams have agreed on the fair pay cuts and all that stuff. And yet somehow baseball, as always, dude, always has a problem, man. And by the way, props to the Marlins for paying their minor leaguers all the way through August, which is basically the entire season, pretty much. That was really classy on their part in a time where, you know, because the minor leaguers aren't making, you know, big-time money. They're struggling just like the rest of us, maybe down the line. Some of those guys will be richer than we will ever be. But at the moment, they are also struggling to stay and keep their heads above water and feed their families and whatever it is. So I thought that was, you know, in the midst of all this stuff and negativity with baseball, I want to give a little love to the Marlins for taking care of their minor league people. I thought that was really, really classy on their part. So that was really cool. Props to the Marlins on that one, man.
Right now, I cannot remember which West Coast team. I want to say the Angels or Arizona, one of those, San Diego.
Oh, no, Oakland.
Is it Oakland?
Yeah.
$2 billion guy, and it won't pay the minor league dudes. And it's the equivalent of having $100,000 and not throwing them $50.
Yeah, it's funny.
That is the ratio.
It's funny that you mentioned that because on the national show, I had a guy, I guess he had to wait a whole week to call me back, and he called me back. He goes, hey, I want to take umbrage with your comments about the Rays last week, and it's not. And he goes, "Oh, we're a good organization and all that." And I was like, "Dude, you don't keep your players, so you're not a good organization." Yeah, you're good at unearthing talent, but as long as you're the Rays or the A's, I told them, because they're both the same, you're a garbage organization. You're cheap. You never do things.
You never go for it all in.
Never.
You know?
Never. And Tampa does do – they do have baseball people that obviously know their stuff because they find talent. But they never keep their guys. So it's garbage. It doesn't mean anything to me. Just like the A's. I get it. For the money they spend, they maximize what they do. I understand all of that. And that's all well and good. And that's nice. But that and a cup of coffee gets you absolutely nowhere. Okay? Where are the titles? You know what I mean? It's like you can brag to me all you want about Moneyball. But Boston and the Cubs, they go, yeah, we like that Moneyball stuff, but we like it with money. And then they did it, but with money. And oh, wow, they won titles. Oh, I see. Okay, that's how it's done. It's really cute, the whole Moneyball thing, but what have you won? I mean,
both of those organizations are like on the cusp, and you just got to go a little further, and they never do.
Never do. And so that's why, to me, I don't ever respect the Rays or the A's, because you don't do what you're supposed to do. And the sad part is you actually have baseball people that can find talent. So half the battle's already won. You know how to identify talent. So if you know how to identify talent, then why wouldn't you make a commitment to players? Because you're pretty good at identifying talent. So you won't identify the wrong people. You're not going to give the wrong people money, probably. There's a good chance if you're in the Rays organization, the few people you do give money to, they're going to be pretty damn good players for you for a long time. So why not do that? I mean, it like the Dolphins. Forever, they couldn't figure out how to run the organization and put the right people in place. The Marlins, they also did the same thing that the A's and the Rays did. They used to find talent, but they couldn't keep it. So those organizations, they can actually find talent and they can't keep it. Bad organizations. That's what they are. If the Dolphins drafted Zach Thomas and Jason and Sam Madison and X and everybody, and they constantly got rid of all their guys before their big contracts, what would that mean? Okay, they know how to find them, but who cares if you can't keep them? And that's where baseball, for me, baseball has, you know, as a guy that loves baseball and watches it still, it's just, I've lost interest myself, you know, and with the way, and doing this every day of my life, I've noticed how people don't really talk about it anymore, you know, and why? Because unfortunately the Marlins have not made us a baseball town. Pat Riley forced you to be a basketball town. It's actually become the number one sport in this town, basketball. Even though we're a football town, basketball's been the number one sport for several years because it's the organization you can count on. Now the Dolphins are going to come back. Hopefully Manny Diaz figured it out after year one, and then because he can't have another season like he had last year. If he does, look, I wasn't on the fire Manny bandwagon thing last year at all. As bad as it was, never said that because I didn't want to do that. But another year like last year, and yeah, you definitely have to crap can his ass. So just to me, it's interesting to see what's going on with baseball and how out of touch they are with everything going on.